Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to enter the conflict zone.
The Conflicts of Interest Board shall have the responsibility of informing public servants and assisting their understanding of the provisions of Chapter 68.
Interesting music. You wrote that?
Yes. I had two minors in college, one in sound engineering and the other in particle physics.
What was your major?
Oh, no major.
That makes total sense. Okay, welcome everyone to the Conflict Zone podcast, your one-stop shop for news and entertainment concerning the New York City Conflicts of Interest Board. My name is Roy, and with me as always is Gavin.
Hello! And if you're a fan of our Conflict Zone videos, you'll know that we often get into some pretty sticky situations.
Gavin, I'd rather not refer to multiple violations of Chapter 68 as quote-unquote sticky situations.
How many reprimands would you say we've gotten over the years?
Inadvertently, hundreds. So let's try not to make that any higher today, please.
Certainly. We should leave room for others.
No, we shouldn't encourage anyone to violate Chapter 68 of the City Charter. That's the point of this podcast.
Oh, right.
So, Gavin, I believe you prepared some topics for us to analyze. And listeners, you can't see this, but he is pretty excited. So, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Roy. Folks, this one has got it all. Misuse of positions, city time, city resources, confidential information, accepting gifts, post-employment.
Ah, which one of our previous cases is this?
Oh, it's not old. The enforcement attorneys are still working on this one.
No,
it
wait!
Involves... And my jaw just dropped when I heard that.
Unbelievable.
I know, right? This is gonna kick the doors of city government wide open.
Gavin, you do know that the only thing we ever share about enforcement cases is the final finding of the board that a current or former public servant violated the conflicts of interest law, don't you?
Don't worry, no one's gonna listen to this.
Okay, probably not. But this is still going into the public record, and we can't share information which is considered confidential under the law.
We do this all the time in staff meetings, though.
That's because it's part of the agency's business to discuss these cases, but Chapter 68 prohibits us from sharing any of this.
Huh, so I can't share that advice call that came in the other day about...
No!
What about...
Also no.
Not even that complaint about...
Especially that one.
Wait, what about when the board chair stood up and declared...
None of it. Charter Section 2603K specifically states that all records, reports, files, etc. are confidential. That includes complaints that CYB receives, calls for advice, and anything regarding enforcement cases except for the final disposition of facts finding a violation.
Wait, for me to violate the law or whatever, I thought there had to be some kind of financial benefit bestowed upon me or someone associated with me.
You're like half right.
Oh, those are pretty good odds.
You're actually conflating a few different things. Charter Section 2604B4 is what prohibits all public servants, including us, from disclosing confidential city information for any non-city purpose, or from using that confidential information to advance any direct or indirect financial or other private interest.
Oh, so one provision prohibits city employees from disclosing or misusing confidential information, and another provision establishes what's confidential for us here at COIB. So I'm guessing at other agencies there would be some statute or agency policy that determines that?
Exactly. Which is why city employees should check with their agency counsel to verify what their agency considers confidential.
Wow, learn something new every day.
Do you?
So what's next?
Well, we're gonna have to carefully bleep all this out, and I really hate to do that.
Why do you really hate to do that?
Kind of sounds like we're cursing. We can't have a formal agency podcast when it kind of sounds like we're actually cursing.
You mean like this?
So what's next?
Well, we're gonna have to bleep all this, and I hate to do that.
Why do you hate to do that?
It sounds like we're cursing. We can't have a agency podcast when it sounds like we're cursing. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is not what I said. What I said was we can't have a agency podcast when it sounds... Wait, how are you doing this live?
Well, that's confidential, Roy.
Can we just move on to the next topic?
Sure, let me see. No. Wait. no. Looks like everything I prepared would fall under the confidentiality rules.
So, what we thought was going to be an hour-long discussion on the nuances of Chapter 68 has turned into 5 minutes.
Hey, think about all the bandwidth we're saving.
Well, hey, we did it. We didn't violate the law this time. So, thank you everyone for tuning in. If you have any questions about this or anything else concerning Chapter 68, please call us at 212-442-1400 for free, anonymous,
confidential
advice. And I might regret this later, but Gavin, anything you want to add before we sign off?
Oh, and if you're going out this weekend, my band, Tastes Like Chicken, will be playing at...
And you'll bleep that last part out?
Sure, whatever you want.
All right, play the music. I just want to go home.
This has been brought to you by the Conflicts of Interest Board's Education and Engagement.